It is 7:45. This is Morning Edition. I'm Michelle Eccles. Joining us this morning, Illinois Department of Public Health Director Samir Vora. And we wanted to have the director on to talk about a couple of issues. And director, one of those is President Trump's withdrawal from the World Health Organization and the impacts that that can have on just health in general in the United States. And the Department of Public Health and the state of Illinois took action to join a network with the World Health Organization. Talk to us about why the Department of Public Health and the state decided to take this action.
Well, Michelle, fantastic to be here, as always. And what you're referring to is the decision that the governor made last week for Illinois to join the World Health Organization GORN network. That's the Global Outbreak Alert and Response Network. And what this is a partnership of hundreds of public health institutions, national governments, academic centers, laboratories, and response organizations that are really focused on rapidly detecting and responding to emerging public health threats. And this is really critical as the president withdrew the United States from the WHO. And this allows the state of Illinois to have access to this real-time outbreak intelligence and expertise to help protect Illinois' residents.
And I would imagine, like, this organization is an instrumental organization, especially when we face things like we did with the pandemic and COVID.
Absolutely. We know that diseases, and we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic, don't stop at borders, whether those are state borders or national borders. And having this access to real-time intelligence and expertise allows us to understand what those threats are across the globe and what we can do in real time to prepare ourselves and then respond if those threats come onto Illinois borders.
Have other states taken steps like this to keep that network going, even though we're not doing it at the federal level?
Yes. We are the second state to join the WHO's GORN network. California was also a state that has joined. And then since our joining of the GORN network, New York City has also joined.
Now let's switch gears. We know we've been hearing about vaccines, vaccine guidance, all of that. And we know that the federal government has given maybe a little bit different guidance than most of the medical community would agree with. And Illinois has also taken steps there to follow certain vaccine guidance. Talk to us about the American Academy of Pediatrics and the recommendations there.
Yeah. So last week as well, IDPH adopted the 2026 Child and Adolescent Immunization Schedule recently issued by the American Academy of Pediatrics, a schedule that was endorsed by 12 leading national medical associations. And this is response to, once again, the federal administration choosing to follow and recommend vaccine guidance that was not based on the full weight of scientific evidence, choosing to actually recommend a much narrower vaccine schedule than what the full weight of that scientific evidence recommends. And so this endorsement of the American Academy of Pediatrics schedule doesn't change the recommendations that IDPH has made in the past, but what it does is allow us to really partner and think through with our providers and the Immunization Advisory Committee what the latest science was and ensure that there wasn't confusion and our providers and residents knew that we were following science-based vaccine recommendations really built through the American Academy of Pediatrics.
And by the Department of Public Health recommending that, does that help Illinois residents, say, with health insurance or anything differently because of that?
Well, we're fortunate that despite the changes in the federal immunization schedule, that they have said that insurances will cover vaccinations. But I think it's something that we're following very closely here in Illinois and working through the governor's leadership, the General Assembly, to ensure that we can protect and provide our residents with the access that they need to these life-saving vaccinations.
Now, Dr. Vora, we've heard of a couple of states that are having measles outbreaks and things like that. Is that due to less people getting vaccines?
I think partly we're in a stage where we know how critical and how effective the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is to preventing measles infections and measles outbreaks. And we're working here in Illinois to continue our recommendations to ensure that people know that vaccines are safe. The decrease of vaccine uptake can be a cause, and we're seeing some of those pockets of outbreaks emerge in other states of individuals that are unvaccinated.
Where can people find out information on vaccines and public health? And if they have questions, where can they get the best information from the state?
Well, always good to find that information on the IDPH website, dph.illinois.gov, or just Google IDPH vaccination. And we have all of our guidance and recommendations right there, easy to access, science-based for our residents here in Illinois.
Director Samir Vora from the Illinois Department of Public Health, thanks for joining us this morning on NPR Illinois.
Thanks so much for having me.
It is 7:51. This is NPR Illinois.